I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
I want to get straight to our guest here. You know him from Fox News with Greg Jarrett. Greg, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's great to speak with you.
My pleasure, Annie.
So you've got a book, and it's called The Russia Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump. Is this like a series of books? Because the stories, they just keep coming. Michael Cohen now was claiming that Donald Trump instructed him to lie. And that's one story. But the story that you're covering on a nightly basis on Sean Hannity's show and in this book here is a lot of the stuff that's going on in the background. And if it's almost as if you weren't covering it there, nobody would even know about it. Like, nobody cares. What's the one thing you want the American people to know that you wrote this book about that they'll find out more if they were to pick it up?
Well, the hardback came out in July. The paperback comes out in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. People can order it on Amazon.com, but it's an updated version of the hardback book. So you'll get newer information, but, you know, it's hard to keep up with it, Annie, because every day new information is revealed. I wrote a column on FoxNews.com last night that points out that Mueller's special counsel team of prosecutors and investigators, four of them, knew as far back as the summer of 2016 that this Christopher Steele-authored dossier, the anti-Trump dossier, was biased and defective and likely phony. They were warned off of it by Bruce Orr, who was Associate Deputy Attorney General, the Department of Justice. He'd met with Steele, and you know, he tells these four individuals, who are two of them are still on Mueller's team, two have left, that, look, this guy has told me he's desperate to stop Trump. He'll do anything. And at that point in time, you know, these folks should have taken that dossier and dumped it in the nearest trash receptacle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you cannot rely on somebody who has such a severe agenda against the individual that he's targeting. But more than that, you know, Orr also advised, look, all of this is paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign and Democrats. That's another reason to throw it in the trash can. But the FBI didn't care. They didn't care that it was phony. They couldn't verify it. They used it as a pretext to try to frame Donald Trump.
Yeah, and the evidence surrounding it, it's testimony, like you're saying, with Bruce Orr coming forward and saying that he openly testified that he knew where it came from. He knew the political implications. He knew it had to do with the Hillary Clinton campaign or the DNC. His wife works at Fusion GPS. All of this stuff was presented, and then it went to the FISA court, correct? That's the order with
that's
which
right.
That information. So does that mean that any and all information that was obtained after the FISA warrant was granted, that's that fruit of the poison tree phrase that I've learned in this whole process here.
Oh, it absolutely would be. It would be inadmissible evidence. But, you know, they didn't come up with any evidence. You know, if you look at the first FISA application, it states boldly that Carter Page, Trump associate, is a Russian spy, a Russian agent. And of course, we know he's not. If he had been, he would have been charged by now.
Right.
So they monitored his phone calls. They gained access to his electronic data, his emails, his texts, everything. They poured through it with a fine-tooth comb for a year and came up with zero.
He must be a pretty clean guy, because I think a lot of people, if they were able to have their entire life exposed while they're being spied upon, and I would say the same thing even for this president, what political figure has been more scrutinized, even in secret, than one Donald Trump?
Oh, you know, I agree. And, you know, the latest report from the New York Times last weekend that you know, the FBI launched a counterintelligence investigation immediately after Trump fired Comey, you know, looking into whether Trump was a Russian agent, was just an example of the abuse of power of the FBI. They have become an out-of-control rogue agency that will, you know, ruin you personally and financially. They'll go after you relentlessly. And it's very clear from the New York Times story, and also confirmed by the text messages of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, that they targeted Trump because they got angry that he fired Comey, that this was an act of retribution and vengeance. And that's not how law enforcement is supposed to be used.
Yeah. It's a really frightening prospect to know that that is the case. Let me ask you this. We're speaking with Greg Jarrett, Fox News. You see him all the time on the channel there. And you can check out his book, The Russia Hoax. As you put this book together, and now you're shifting to the paperback version, which is an updated version, which people can get in just a few weeks here. What confidence should the American people have in the justice system that they have today, potentially in a few days, one led by William Barr, that all of the details that you've exposed, that people can read about in your book, what confidence do the American people have that this Justice Department is going to get this right?
You know, I've been a lawyer for 40 years, and I've been involved as a trial lawyer and a reporter, you know, with the justice system. I have zero confidence in the federal justice system right now. I'm hoping that that will change and change dramatically the moment that William Barr takes the oath of office as the next attorney general. He needs to clean house, not just in the upper echelon of the Department of Justice, but he absolutely needs to reorganize the senior leadership at the FBI. Yes, many of the people who tried to frame Trump have either been fired or they left before they were fired. But, you know, frankly, under the leadership of Christopher Wray, the FBI director, I'm still seeing the same sort of activity. Wray has continued to obstruct lawful subpoenas issued by Congress, has directed FBI lawyers to counsel witnesses not to answer questions. You know, it seems like the same old stuff is still going on at the FBI, and Barr not only needs to clean up the FBI, but he needs to initiate a legitimate, serious criminal investigation of the acts of law enforcers who became the lawbreakers.
Yeah, I would look forward to see how his influence and his experience previously in the position would lend to this particularly unique situation. So let me ask you this question. We're speaking with Greg Jarrett, author of The Russia Hoax. You see him on Fox News regularly. This FISA warrant. Let's say this FISA warrant, if it were handled properly, would never have been granted because of the trashy way with which it was acquired and not verified at all in the beginning. If the FISA warrant had never been granted, would we know about Paul Manafort? Would we know about Papadopoulos, Carter Page? And also today, we're hearing stories of Michael Cohen being directed to lie straight from Donald Trump. If that FISA warrant didn't exist, if they didn't get the opportunity to get in and spy and have time to create more investigations, are we talking about Michael Cohen today?
Sure, because the FISA warrant on Carter Page was only one aspect of this dilating investigation that was launched in July of 2016 by James Comey and his FBI. And so, yeah, we would have found out about a lot of this. We wouldn't have learned, of course, that the FBI and the Department of Justice lied to FISA court judges, concealing vital evidence and deceiving the court, which is, in my judgment, and I write about this in the book, it's six different potential felonies. You know, deprivation of rights, perjury, false statements, fraud, obstruction. And, you know, if you just look at the FBI and the Department of Justice's own regulations, it says in their regulation guide, quote, only documented and verified information may be used to support a FISA application. Well, by Comey's own admission, it wasn't verified. Mm-hmm. And so they violated the regulations and likely violated federal law.
Yeah. So, last question for you. You're speaking with Greg Jarrett. How does if this ends correctly, what kind of punishments consequences are we seeing for individuals here? Is it severe?
Yeah, I think there are a great many people who could be in legal jeopardy if there is a serious Bill Barr-initiated investigation by competent federal prosecutors. Not just the FISA application, but, you know, abuse of power and launching a probe without probable cause, without credible evidence, without even reasonable suspicion. They launched the investigation against Trump because they could. And that should frighten Americans to their core. So we'll just have to wait and see what Barr does.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Greg Jarrett, it's an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. I'd encourage people to check out your book, The Russia Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump. And as Greg mentioned, the paperback version coming out, and it's an updated version, correct?
It is indeed, and so you'll learn a lot more.
Awesome. Well, Greg Jarrett, thank you so much for your time. We truly appreciate it.
Thanks, Annie. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. You can follow Greg on Twitter at Greg Jarrett. 2 G's, 2 R's, 2 T's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.